Hi, I'm Dr. John Lakey.
And I'm Dr. Payman Danielport. We're board-certified plastic surgeons and hosts of the podcast Forever Young.
Join us every Tuesday as we share the latest products and procedures in the never-ending quest to help our patients look and feel their very best.
The world of cosmetic surgery is constantly improving. Join us on the cutting edge. Forever Young is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Friends, in honor of Valentine's Day, I wanted to post this intro to The Breakup Album, a podcast album launching later this July. If you want to be added to the mailing list, head to helpmebemean.com and click Breakup Album. Why? Because it can be a difficult holiday for many of us, and the pressure is on. If you've recently been through a breakup, it can be like a party to celebrate your pain. It salts the wound and makes you feel like you're not good enough because you don't have a person to call your own. But in reality, you've been given a gift. So with that, take a listen to the introduction for The Breakup Album, available later 2016. Yep, breakups are the worst, dumbest time ever. Well, this is me, Sarah May, handing you a verbal Kleenex and giving you a big, long hug. The kind where you can just relax and close your eyes. Go ahead, you can get snot on my shoulder, I don't care. I'm here for you. I know this is a really rough time. It's one of those times you feel emotionally schizophrenic and everything in life just hurts. So this is an introduction to The Breakup Album, my podcast album. And with it, I want to help you move the hell through this time as quickly and productively as possible. Think of it as my way of packaging myself and all the wisdom I have to offer into a series of podcasts that you can use to get grounded, take positive steps, and do what you need to take care of yourself. I want to tell you something that you probably won't believe from the place you're at right now. This breakup is an opportunity in disguise. When you go through a major life change, everything is in flux. Your values, dreams, who you are, who you want to be with. So this window, though painful, is like a reset button for your life. Right now you get to decide what change you want to make in yourself because right now that change is totally accessible. Another name for it is post-traumatic growth, and you're in a window to seize it right now. So what I want to invite you to do as you listen along with me is make this breakup into a personal growth spurt in all directions. Whatever needs healing deep inside, whatever you hold on to that holds you back, choose to let it go and reach for the stars in deciding who you want to become. You've heard it before. Relationships are our greatest teachers. And no matter what you just experienced in your breakup or who you are, this one has the potential to gift you with a missing puzzle piece of yourself. So why not seize it for all it's worth? Relationships are tied to a whole slew of other feelings and unseen beliefs about ourselves. So this loss can be a huge trigger for issues we've been unaware exist. So a lot of what comes bubbling up can be confusing and powerful and scary because of what the triggers are connected to. And it might have nothing to do with the person you just broke up with. So cut yourself some slack if you're feeling like the sky is falling and your life is imploding under it. Everything is much more okay than it feels like it is. There's just a lot of muck stirred up because this is a major change. Trust that it will settle a little bit more each day and just give yourself time. This is not easy. It's one of the hardest and most painful things you will ever encounter in your entire life. And the worst part is, it can feel like the pain will kill you or that you're going to lose it, but you won't. You're already doing the things you need to take care of yourself. So just keep that habit and don't hesitate anytime you think something will help. Reach out, grab any and all health and stability aggressively. And most importantly, be very, very kind to yourself right now. And don't hate on yourself for things that you don't understand. Because this is a major loss and a trauma. There's a lot of processing that will go on inside of you at different speeds and different times. So a lot of your emotions and actions will conflict and sometimes they really don't make sense. Everything you feel, no matter what it is normal. If I went through your lifetime and lived your experiences, I would be in the exact same spot as you are right now. Because humans are predictable. So don't judge yourself even if you can't figure yourself out. As I end this intro, I want you to make a choice right now. And based on that choice, I want you to make a formal promise to yourself. Even if it seems impossible from where you are right now and it hurts so much you feel like you'll never be able to move on, I want you to make a promise to yourself that you will take care of yourself and love and protect yourself above all else. because right now you need you more than ever. And if you are guided by that intention to do what's best for yourself and be kind and loving, you'll come out of this better and stronger beyond what you knew was possible. So just look at where you want to go. Put one foot in front of the other. Use your own power. If you keel over in pain, rest a while and then get back up again and keep moving. You decide how you are going to move through this time. You might have a million totally valid reasons to wallow and lick your wounds, but that doesn't help you. So just keep your eye on the prize, even if that prize is just a life of peace and the absence of pain. This is just about healing you stronger than you were before. Milk this time and get the most out of it. This is a gift in disguise. Sending you much love and a virtual hug. You're okay. Just look to one action you can take right now to empower yourself. One positive action. That's all. Anything you can do in favor of promoting happiness chemicals, just go for it. Don't think, just do. Smile, lovelies.